Now, my father has told me many tales of U-shaped ambushes. And I wouldn't want to equate this to that. That's not what it...
Nam?
Well, the Carolers did arrive in a Hannibal-type concave circle. The Zulu call it the horns of the bull. Anyways, it's a very threatening...
This is a military tactic.
I'm telling you. So, went out to dinner last night. Place called Tam O'Shanter's. You know that place?
What's it called?
Tam O'Shanter's. It's in Atwater.
Atwater. I love that location. That's Eagle Rock, basically, right?
No.
Yeah, it is. It's just to the west of Eagle Rock, man.
So, it's like a Walt Disney haunt. He used to go and talk about hating Jews and shit over prime rib.
So this is an old restaurant. This is like that restaurant on Hollywood Boulevard that's 132 years old.
Musso's?
Yeah.
No, Tam-O is nothing compared to Musso's.
But Walt Disney went there.
Yeah, but that's really it. I mean, there's some history there. I should have researched a little bit more history, but the point is not about the legacy of the restaurant. The restaurant's fine. You know,
restaurant that lasts more than 30 years. That's substantial.
Sure. I mean, you know, there aren't a lot of haunts like that that just serve up prime rib, Yorkshire pudding, cream spinach.
Yorkshire pudding?
Yeah. Have you never heard of Yorkshire pudding?
No, I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, they have that there.
You haven't heard of that in a while, eh?
Well, it's just...
I don't know what happened to my tongue there, but we're going to move past it. What happened to you when I said Yorkshire pudding?
It just got me excited. I'm familiar with it. It sounds like I didn't know that. Like that's a special dessert. You know, restaurants.
It's not a dessert.
Yorkshire pudding?
No, it's not a dessert. It's like a savory popover.
Ooh.
That they put on the side of a Sunday roast.
What's it taste like?
Bread.
Oh.
Grossly underseasoned. But you put salt on it, you dip it through mashed potatoes, gravy and shit like that. It's delicious. And it's more solidifying the plate. You know, you just feel at ease when the tradition is filled out with that little piece of bread. It's a really beautiful place. So anyway.
Hey, hold on. Before you start, go on.
Yeah.
I am so jealous, Dylan, of you living your best goddamn life.
Well, I'm younger than you.
No, it's not that, dude. Yeah. I got a family. I got a kid now. If I want to go out for a dinner like that, we're recording right now on a fucking Tuesday.
Yeah.
That means you went out for dinner on a Monday. That's pretty cool. You should enjoy that right now.
No, really. I am enjoying it. It was almost ruined, but that's the purpose of this tale. But no, I do feel as though I'm very fortunate to be kind of living a Samantha-like existence right now. Now, I am a little bit of a slut, but I don't have the same kind of confidence that Samantha has, nor the lack of concern for others. But anyways, we're sat at dinner, a couple friends of mine, and we've arrived there under the auspices of planning a bachelor party. But we really kind of dive into good conversation and faith and grace and, you know, really and purpose, things like that. About
someone die lately? Because normally that's one of my
friends has found religion of late, and it's a beautiful thing to see because you know you could critique the opinion of religion that Karl Marx had, which is opiate of the masses.
But, opiate.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it just settles people down.
You know, Tom Likas used to say, "Everyone religious is because they're dumb,
right,
well, or poor deer."
That's why Tom Likas is perennially unhappy. So, you know, it is kind of an opiate of the masses, though, in a sense that, like, I mean, you know, we've always kind of attached ourselves to that kind of thing. I mean, can you imagine being like an ancient Aboriginal looking up at the sky? That's where, you know, creation.
I'm seeing a fucking volcano.
Right. Creation myths pop up out of there because you just have to come up with something to place yourself amongst this, you know, cosmic.
What's all this mean?
What does all this mean? And, you know, we got on to, you know, it's so odd that we have this part of our brain that is what gets us through our day. It's the thing that's on most of everyday waking life, and it's filled with insecurity and self-sabotage, and there's so much of that saber-tooth tiger around the corner instinct, but it doesn't apply to the world that we're living in. So it gets burped out in petty conversations at Aroma Cafe, and you know, we're just not ready to be as comfortable as we are right now. So anyways, we're having this lovely discussion, and I hear them.
And there's, is this carolers?
Yeah.
Outside the restaurant or inside?
No, they're inside. Oh, man. And
there's always one that really likes to stick out, and she's got the no. She wants to be louder than the others.
The serious vibrato, and they're like, Rachel, we told you to pull back. People are eating dinner.
I got your notes last time. Yeah. I haven't heard a single complaint. You're the only one bringing this up, Todd.
Yeah.
No.
So the infighting amongst the carolers, not what I'm there for. But though it would be more entertaining than their actual song. So anyways, I don't want to sound like a miser, but I'm just... I talked about it on PMZ. I have two blind spots, multicam sitcoms and Christmas stuff. You know, I adore Christmas. It's my favorite holiday. This is the greatest time of year. But I'm not into let's all watch A Christmas Story and let's listen to the radio stations that are playing the Christmas songs. I'm not knocking it. It's just not me.
Well, you just said you love this time of year.
I do love this time of year, but I don't jive with that stuff. Okay.
Well, what do you love about this time of year?
People are in town. There, you get time off. Oh. It's cold. There are fireplaces lit. You make good food. People show up with bottles of wine. There's an ease that you're going into the end of the year and a new thing is starting. There are, you know, pagan traditions of us slamming up Christmas trees in our living rooms and menorahs are lit. I mean, this is a beautiful time of year, but I'm not going to sit by and look up at a group of carolers singing a song to me for 42 painfully long and awkward seconds.
They let them in the restaurant.
It's part of the fucking thing this time of year. I'm telling you, it's like a fucking, you know, it's Walt Disney's place where you used to talk about how the Jews are so horrible. So I hear them coming, right? And so does my friend Matt, who is also Jew. Now... We're looking around like, what are we going to do when they come up to us? And we were in Joshua Tree 2 weeks ago with some friends, and my wife picked out this atrocious restaurant.
You know, it's tough being your friend or married to you. I got to tell you.
Why is that? No, it's actually not. You get so much enjoyment and humor out of life.
Well, because
sorry to be egotistical, but.
But I like now you got me in a place where I'm like, I'm going to recommend we're going to go out to dinner and invite Dylan and his wife. And now I got to worry about what you're going to think and talk shit about. Who wants that in their life?
Dylan? Well, I'll give you a quick fix. I picked the place.
Wow. Okay.
And I wouldn't do that. I don't do that everywhere I go. I'm just there. You know, this is... two instances tied to the same problem. We go to this fucking place in Joshua Tree. And Joshua Tree is a very strange, strange place. There's Native American spirits out there. The plant life looks like it's from Hades. The people are strange. There's lots of fast food.
There's boulders that move 6 feet from winter to summer, and that's unexplained.
It's so bizarre, and the entire place looks like the gods just opened up a marble sack in different... It's so bizarre. I don't even know how the shit got there. So anyways, we walk into this kind of divey restaurant, you know, nachos with pinto beans on them and shit like that. And this band... C said it's famous because Paul McCartney will drop in there. And... seriously, he will. There are pictures of him on the wall, like of late, like he was there this year, I think. And we go and I'm like, all right, that sounds great. This band gets up and begins to play at a volume that is not suitable for dining. It's just not fucking suitable for dining. There's a difference between Kid Rock at 11 and those two old people that used to play jazz at that one restaurant you love.
Yeah, the guy just died.
Yeah.
You know, you know, my pet peeve is loud music at a restaurant.
it's not okay.
The louder, this is how bands think. They go, hey, I'm going to put my amp up louder. That's going to make me rock harder, and the audience is going to love this.
Right.
No, no.
Yeah.
You're going to annoy everybody. Right. Turn it down.
Right. Turn it down. Please,
oh, God,
God,
I hate
turn
that.
It down.
Oh, God.
So anyways, these carolers are coming around, and I tell the table, hope you're okay. When they get here, I'm going to outright refuse.
What are you going to refuse?
Them.
They're singing in front of
They're going table to table and performing
Do
a carol.
Do they want a tip?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Yes, fuck. They want a tip. There's a little cute bucket there. Now, my father has told me many tales of U-shaped ambushes. And I wouldn't want to equate this to that. That's not what it...
Nam?
Well, the carolers did arrive in a Hannibal-type concave circle. The Zulu call it the horns of the bull. Anyways, it's a very threatening...
This is a military tactic.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Anne... Like the head choraler?
Yeah.
All right, this is how we do it.
She's like, guys, listen.
I was a Nam.
When Hannibal fought the Romans, he fought them in a fake formation so that when they hit the front, the horns of the bull, that's what the Zulu called it, would come around and flank the legionary.
Now, Karen, you're going to distract him from the left flank. I want you to go hit it, fa-la-la-la, in your best vibrato. Okay.
So you understand that this is an intimidating sight. So they arrive at the table, and they are decked out in Jiminy Christmas velvet. Like, greens, reds, white trim, big fucking hats. The pointy boots. Bells.
You mind describing the makeup of the group?
Peppermint stockings. One really nice Asian man who was the head of the group, the man who had come up with the military tactic. A younger woman, and then I don't know. I didn't really mark there.
You don't want to make eye contact.
This is going to be quick. So they arrive at the table and they go, how's your evening? And I said, good. No thanks.
Beat it.
Jewish. And I pointed to me and Matt. And they said, oh, that's not a problem. We know lots of different songs of many different religions. We have plenty of Hanukkah songs if you'd like. Oh. And I said, no, you know, I'm okay. I actually despise song as kind of a joke, but the guy that headed up the group did not, he was a little bristly at that, excuse me. And they left and went about their time. And my wife was rather upset at me doing this, but yeah, any questions?
Well, I was going to say, Dylan, next time this happens to you, when a choral group walks up to you on a holiday that is obviously conflicts with your religious views, just point at, I don't know, someone sitting at the booth and go, his uncle died 4 hours ago.
Why? Why would I say that?
Well, it'll make the choralers go and go, this is not the time.
Oh, got it. You pointed at a friend, not a stranger.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got
his uncle's dead. Okay.
Does the number 6 million mean anything to you? What does it mean? So anyways, maybe not that. I'll go with the uncle. So I tell my wife this story, and she goes, God, they probably thought you were such an asshole. And I was like, you know, this is an opportunity that you cannot pass up. We've talked about it so many times, the guy that pulls out the guitar. When it's a work colleague or an acquaintance, like a work colleague out of office, and he or she does that, you're stuck. You can't do that. They're not perfect strangers. You being rude to them and telling them, no, I don't want any part of that, is going to cause messiness down the road. These are perfect strangers. I can absolutely refuse
Dylan,
them.
This is a service being offered, and you can render your decision that you don't want their services.
100%.
Because they're, look, while it is masked as a holiday spirit, they still got that fucking bucket out. So go fuck yourself, all right?
You, thank you,
if
yes.
If you want to sing song and be a chorus, why do you need to be in my face? Step over there, ma'am, and be in the corner and right. sing your little jolly
right.
songs.
Right.
And then I will decide if I want to stay in this room or not. You know, a place where this happens quite a bit is
put the bucket out in the corner. If people are digging it, they'll drop the money off.
Yeah, this is... this
don't
is,
finish the song and then hold the bucket out.
No,
I'm eating.
No. Dylan, this is a hustle. Okay. And don't fall for it. Don't fall prey to it. You know, these people, they make all their money in 30 days or maybe 45. They could stretch it out.
Right.
The 15th to the end of, you know, the new year or whatever.
Yeah.
No. Dylan, you did exactly the right thing.
Thank you.
Casa Vega.
Yeah.
There's this restaurant in the valley. Dylan, I assume you think this place is a fucking pig trough.
It's.
I've never left that place and not, forgive me, audience, and had diarrhea.
No, it's absolute ass. I mean, there, you often leave that place wondering, how could they make food that dry? How could they, did they dehydrate the chicken? And it was covered in sauce.
Covered in sauce.
It was like a Nickelodeon product. It doesn't even make sense. It's physics defying.
Now, this restaurant that's been open for 100 years.
But it's very kitschy. It has its charm.
The place is going to be open for the next 200 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 100 years old. It's right in the middle of the valley off Coldwater and basically Ventura Boulevard.
Yep.
They have two separate music artists walking around playing the tables. Have you ever been there when they do this?
Yeah, mariachi music.
And I had to tell them, like, get out of here.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not.
Right.
You know.
Because what... I'm not going to coalesce or concede to what you want to do in this moment. You should be doing everything on your own terms. I don't care that they thought I was an asshole. I don't care that they didn't get a tip. I'm paying for a dinner right now, and I'm talking about how all of humanity's ails come from our two expeditious increase in the evolutionary path. I don't want to talk to the fucking carolers right now, okay?
Dylan, that was wrong of them, but they did, when you asked them to leave, they left, right?
Yeah.
It's only your wife giving you strife.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So fair enough, that was a business transaction. They understood you were not buying their services. They didn't call you some disparaging racist things, right?
As they didn't call me a kike.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they walked off? I think that was fair enough.
So if that ever happens to you and you want to hear the song, say yes, but it'll cost you.
Carolers, though, I got to say, I do miss that time.
Yeah.
I would love a time where there's a knock at the door on Christmas Eve and hello. And I open the door. It's like, I don't know, White Christmas or some shit.
Sure, yeah.
And then someone's like, fa la la la.
Right.
But I only want it for 5 minutes and I'm going to slam that door shut.
Sure, yeah.
And I'll ask my daughter, hey, did you enjoy that?
You know, that's a strange thing to think about. Like what I would do if I opened up a door and it was happening. Wow. Sounds like a bit of a goddamn nightmare, if I'm being honest.
Hey, look, let me write a scene for Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Larry David opens up the door,
right.
And they're like, fa la la la. Song slams ends after 4 minutes. Right. No. He's like, all right, hey, you know, everything was great. Appreciate that. And then they launch into a second song.
Right.
And then he's like, kind of annoying.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they hand, or they hold out the bucket. Now, do the Christmas carolers that go to the doors, do they want compensation or they
don't want that. They just want to share joy, Dylan. But those people definitely at that restaurant, they're like the women that where'd you get those roses and why are you here at 12:30 when I'm trying to get laid trying to sell me a rose?
Right.
Can you imagine being on a date at Casa Vega and a woman, they let her in here and she's walking around with a vase of fucking roses?
Yeah.
Do you Want to buy a rose? Well, do I want to buy a rose?
I actually love that. And again, you can say no, but that's Tia. And she's got her own hustle. And they let her in to do the hustle. Okay. This is a family place. This is another podcast show. One could all call this podcast a family place. We hope you feel like family listening.
Oh, yes. We're all family here.
And it's the show where we gab and goof about really whatever is at top. I can't talk tonight. I'm Dylan, saddled up next to Pat Hickey.
Hey, great to be here.
Great to be here.
Hey, by the way, I just want to say this. Thanks for supporting Dylan and I through all this stuff over the last couple months, and you guys are still hanging in there with us. I just want to, on behalf of Dylan, I don't want to speak for him, thank you guys for hanging in there. We appreciate this, and we're going to have some fun stuff for you guys in the new year.
Thank you for not speaking for me, because I actually feel no gratitude towards the fans whatsoever. Yeah.
We're hanging in there, though, dude.
Yeah.
Well,
no, anyway. I'm kidding. We love you guys so much. It's been unbelievable to have you guys supporting us throughout these rocky times. I cannot wait for 2023.
Me too, dude. I want to put
2023.
I didn't have a bad year in 2022, but I didn't have a great year, and I'm looking forward to a fresh fucking start.
I had a great year in 2023. I just know that 2023 for the fans is going to be a very awesome year. So, we have a lot of stuff to get into this evening. Mm. I kind of want to hear about these sprinkler heads.
Well, now, Dylan, I want to get off on a positive note because I'm looking at this fucking card. All right, so I'm at odds with our building inspectors, the health building and health inspectors of Los Angeles.
Sure.
But I will push that off because I want something more positive.
You want to do that for a Patreon APS?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, so I want to give... you know, on PMZ, I cover all the important things that are happening in the world.
Yeah. Dust and diamonds, porn, tape.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I always keep it
Corey
very current.
Corey Feldman starring role in Halloween 8.
Yeah, yeah. He was in Meatballs 4, no, 5, 2.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm going to get something because if you go over to that patreon.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a show over there called PMZ.
Network. Yeah.
And I cover... lots of important stuff. Right. And one of those stories that I covered in June of 2022 was Jesse James, not the outlaw.
The neo-Nazi.
Yes.
Right.
Not the outlaw that once killed the guy for snoring. Did you ever hear that story?
No. God, the planes were such a crazy...
Can you imagine just killing a guy because he snored too loud?
Yeah.
No. Jesse James, the guy who had a show on like... TLC or the Verosity Network.
What was that
or,
movie with Casey Affleck and Brad Pitt?
Casey Affleck and Brad Pitt. They had a movie together?
Yeah, it was like the coward that killed Jesse James or something like
oh
that.
Oh my God, that movie was so boring. Oh my God, that movie was 3 hours. I was an hour into that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I want to watch it really badly.
No, dude. It's so boring. It's one of those movies you got to be high or something. They made it like it was like an indie film or something.
Okay.
I totally forgot about that movie.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, have you ever seen Silence? That Silence. Martin Scorsese movie about the priests in Japan?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's a slog, but it's just fucking...
Is it a slow burn?
Okay. So what's going on with the neo-Nazi?
All right. Jesse James.
Yeah.
The motorcycle guy. He had like, the show was called Monster Garage or something. He's most famously known because he married Sandra Bullock in 2005.
Stunning.
That marriage lasted till 2009.
Yeah.
And that didn't end well, you know.
Right.
Okay. Well, what I covered on PMZ, which you guys should definitely subscribe to, is that
she's
in
like,
June.
You have to stop reading Mein Kampf to the kids at night. It's so intense.
Sandra said that.
Yeah.
I bet she did. You
know,
he's
like, I'm trying to teach them about socialism, Sandy.
This guy's a real son of a bitch.
Dude. Yeah.
Okay. So as I covered, you know, he had nuptials with Bonnie Rotten.
Yeah.
On June 22nd of 2022.
Now, is it fair to call her?
Well, be nice, Dylan. You know, she's a nice girl. By the way, I'm going to pull up a picture.
Is she a nice girl if she can knowingly get romantically involved with a Nazi?
Well, okay. So Does he have a... Is he a bad picker or does she have a bad picker? Right? Because broken people find each other.
Sure, but he's been a known neo-Nazi for some time, right?
Well, yeah, he's got the Hitler collection. All right, so okay, fine.
Oh, so we can call her
Well, we can call her a lot of things. Her name's Bonnie Rutt.
Right.
So I think it's in the last name, you know?
Cool.
All right, so get this. So they got hitched in June of 2020.
Right.
This is.
Man, I should probably bleep that, shouldn't I?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, just because. Listen, people who are anti-Semitic are just. I just feel like they're dumb.
It's an odd hatred.
Yeah. It's a very odd hatred.
It's very weird. You know, my dad owned a coin store, and there was a collection in there of World War II memorabilia. And some of it wasn't my dad being a Nazi, but part of the collection was he had, did I ever tell you this story?
No, listen, it's interesting stuff. I mean, you know, we can all agree that the Nazis were bad, but, you know, what are you going to do? Just burn Nazi emblems? No, you're going to try to sell them.
Well, I did.
You burned them all?
Well, I didn't burn them. I had them thrown out.
Yeah, good for you. That's what I would have done too.
But anyway, Jesse James.
Well, what's with the hatred of Jews? I mean, I get not liking Israelis. They're very pushy, annoying people.
Very pushy and aggressive business people. Like, what the fuck? Does this guy want me to be poor? I'm trying to sell him something.
Why do you keep inching closer to me? We're talking about a watch. But on the whole, you know, Jews are just, they just leave people alone for the most part. I mean, sure, we run everything. So I guess we don't in that sense. But anyways, continue.
All right. So Jesse James, the Nazi sympathizer. Okay. Yeah. So he's been married 5 fucking times. By the way, he snuck one marriage in last year or a year and a half ago, 2020. He married this motorcycle commentator or something. That thing lasted 6 months.
A little eloping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went to Vegas. Yeah. It was a quick wedding.
Right.
Same as he did with Sandra Bullock. Cause I've done a lot of research on this.
Yeah.
So, but he married Bonnie Rotten, this summer. And
she's the one with spider webs tattooed on her tits, right?
Yep.
Now I've, you know, I don't want to get into the nitty gritty. I've pleasured myself to lots of different highways and byways on the internet. Never to that. It's not, I'm not into putting, like, you know, that thing they put in your mouth when they're trying to get x-rays done at the dentist.
Oh, that
yeah.
Thing
like
hurts.
I don't want to, you know, I don't need to insert that in anything that I'm trying to.
My
what
wife's
the fuck?
Body is so hot because it is clear of horrible tattoos.
Right.
She doesn't have spider webs on her tits. My wife's beautiful naked body without a fucking, I don't know.
Me too, yeah.
Really, your wife is tattoo free?
Tattoo free. She'll never get a tattoo.
Now, don't get me wrong. In my younger years, I loved a good tat.
I love a tat. Yeah, no, there's tons of hot tats out there.
One girl that I was completely in love with in my early 20s, she had a fucking dolphin over her labia.
Okay.
Very hot.
Okay.
But I've
cute, yeah.
Yeah, I've changed my right. Whatever. Okay, so get this.
The Rihanna tattoo, that Egyptian Sphinx type thing right under the breasts. Very,
Bonnie
very
Rotten
hot.
Has that.
No, she has spider webs tattooed on her nipples.
She also has the triangle. I look for research sake, well, Dylan, I had to do at least 4 hours of a deep dive on Bonnie Rotten.
I understand
she
that.
She has a triangle as well.
Listen, this is a professional podcast, okay? We can't come in here and just talk willy-nilly.
Okay.
You think Bob Woodward just went about his business half-assed?
No.
He's trying to save a country. My God.
Okay, can I pull up a picture, Dylan? I think I sent you a picture of Bonnie Rotten. If I didn't, I'll send it now. Let's pull it up. I know we're not doing video. Guys, look up these things.
Yeah, well, video's coming back soon. We'll just tell you guys, just Google Bonnie Rotten.
Look up Bonnie Rotten.
Yeah.
All right. Dylan, did I send it to you?
No.
All right. Anyway, she looks really cute. It's a picture of her and Jesse James. I'll pull it up for Dylan right now.
Okay.
So anyway, she's very attractive, pretty girl. She's only 29. So, but get this.
Oh, she's pregnant.
5 months pregnant.
Oh my God.
So get this. Jesse James she filed for divorce this week. Jesse James responded to his wife's divorce filing by submitting court documents that ask her to bar herself as she's pregnant from his home in Texas. PMZ reports the outlet claimed divorce documents obtained on December 19th also state Jesse, who's 53, she's 29, Bonnie Rotten, who is currently 5 months pregnant with his child right. to be banned from using their shared home and motorized vehicles he owns. This guy.
So he went even further than Mel did.
Mel, that green dress.
You can stay in the house.
I'll pay for it.
But you cannot have it.
This is so gross. Okay, so they now have filed joint divorce papers. Now, who would have seen this coming?
Bonnie Rotten.
Bonnie Rotten.
What a name.
Okay, so he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
This guy's a loser.
Right.
And as I want to remind the audience, this guy's penis destroys careers.
Sure.
And I did this on PMZ. It's an old bit. All right. So his first mark was Janine Lindemoyer. She's an American nude model. She was a porn star. Would you like to know what she's doing now?
Oh, God.
Well, I mentioned it, Dylan. You got to remember this. She lives in a van and she poops in a bucket. Okay. She was so hot.
Right.
His penis got a hold of her and he destroyed her life.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Certain seed is very, very toxic.
Oh, yes.
You know, we all have a warrior archetype in us, and that can, if you embrace the dark side of that, it can pollute your cum and it can ruin people's lives. I mean, that is the definition of toxic masculinity.
100%.
You know, well, but that's the worst version of toxic masculinity. It's literally poison.
Now, Sandra Bullock was his next mark.
Yeah.
And we know what he did to her.
Right.
So Sandra Bullock, he was married to her from 2005, 2009. By the way, she has a horrible picker.
Sandy, okay. Come on.
So, these are the pieces of garbage. Remember, she's an actress, right?
Yeah, we both know.
We can't say.
We can't
she's
say
got a bad
it,
picker.
Yeah,
we
has
Dylan
a bad
and I have
picker.
A little insight on this, but we can't give names.
No.
So anyway, these are the pieces of garbage.
What
of
are you
movies.
Doing, Sandy?
Jesus fucking Christ. That guy.
What are you doing?
These are the movies that she
People
made
find
while
that
she
guy
was
so attractive. And it blows.
And they
me
find him funny. How do they find that guy funny?
All right.
All right. Can't say Sorry. The name. Can't say the name.
Sorry.
Let's just say he's not funny.
No.
Beep that out. Okay. All right. So these are the movies Sandra Bullock made while she was fucking Jesse James.
Right.
The Proposal.
Okay.
The Lake House. All About Steve, Loverboy, Infamous. Have you heard of any of these Sandra Bullock movies?
I've heard of them and I've seen the posters.
Oh, okay, but no one else saw them because
I believe The Lake House was something about
time.
She was like blind and she had to go down a river and people were trying to kill her daughter.
No. This was with Keanu Reeves and they actually, The Lake House. Look
no, I think it's what I said.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Who cares? No one likes that movie. So, Jesse, whatever you do, don't take Bonnie Rotten and her work from us.
Yeah.
Jesse, we know what you've done to Sandra. We know what you've done to Janine.
Yeah, Janine shits in a bucket. Yeah. It's like if Matt Foley was worse. Well, Matt Foley probably shit in a bucket, too.
All right. Because we don't want Bonnie Rotten's work to be her best work.
No, I mean, imagine if...
Butt slammers. Anal Avenue sluts. Acrobatic anal. Yeah. Listen to me, Jesse.
Yeah.
I don't know if he listens to our show. You got to let that angel fly.
People at the Academy of Motion Pictures get very snooty about stuff, as do people at like the Criterion Collection. But there is an argument that could be made, like, what is more important for our culture? The blind side or what was the second one?
Butt slammers. Hey, Dylan, let's play a clip from Butt Slammers.
Okay.
All right. So just I sent you a clip here.
Okay.
And I want to talk to Jesse. If Jesse's a listener, you know, I never know who's a big fan or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesse, if you are in fact a listener, I want you to just, we'll just listen to this. Nobody does
it better. Beautiful. Makes me feel sad for the rest. This is really, really, really beautiful stuff.
Good as you, baby, you're the best. Dylan, you appreciate great art.
Oh my God. I said there's an argument to be made.
This is DP. This is her masterpiece. Okay. This is her opus, man.
We're not kink shaming or anything like that, but we're just trying to say to Jesse, don't ruin her fucking art.
Jesse, don't fucking ruin Bonnie Rotten's career.
Yeah.
She has so much more to give. The fortitude. Dylan, have you ever been DP'd?
Once. Yeah.
They said, so you know what?
They said it was something like a...
You know what's involved.
Yeah, they said something about suckling pig. Some shit like that. It was cool, but... Don't ruin our art, man. I mean, you know, if you can just let her fly... She'll end up making a shit ton more money than him. I mean, what the fuck does he do?
When you have a gift,
yeah,
you know, you don't want that taken away from you, you know?
Yeah. And when the gift is spawned from incomprehensible amounts of trauma and you turn it into something this beautiful, that's something to be commended. And I'm not even joking. I'm not. Even joking.
Hey, look, Dylan, I think we stepped on it. Why don't we end the episode with us replaying that majesty?
No, let's not. Let's just wish everybody a happy Sunday or whatever day this drops. Remember to jump in the iTunes ratings and reviews, leave 5 stars, kind words, and join us on Patreon where you can hear another one of these a week. Another movie podcast is coming up probably this week.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we'll be announcing new stuff there. Lots of fun stuff. So videos are coming probably in the new year. We love you guys very much. I am Dylan saying goodbye. Pat, say goodbye.
Later, dudes.